AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Pakistan says it is racing to bring the U.S. and Iran together. The AP Sagar Magani reports the standoff continues.
Last week's ceasefire appears to be holding today. After weekend talks aimed at ending the war failed, Pakistan's proposed more negotiations in coming days. President Trump yesterday signaled the U.S. is willing to engage with Tehran.
They want to work a deal.
But the Strait of Hormuz showdown risks reigniting the fighting. The president says the U.S. has blockaded Iran's ports in an effort to force the strait's reopening.
We can't let a country blackmail or extort the world, because that's what they're doing.
And Iran is again threatening to strike targets across the region. Sagar Magani, Washington.
People at the Vatican are responding to President Trump's critical comments about Pope Leo's stand on the Iran war. Jorge Soler is a tourist from Switzerland.
It's just ridiculous, because if the Pope is not speaking about peace and is not taking care about every people in the world, he's not the Pope. So that's strength, that's not weakness.
The president said the Pope is soft on crime. In Washington, Lebanon and Israel are holding direct diplomatic talks for the first time in decades. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar says there are major disputes involving Hezbollah in Lebanon.
There are a lot of dimensions holding this organization, practically keeping Lebanon under Iranian occupation.
The Labor Department says wholesale prices surged last month as the Iran war drove up the cost of energy. There is school today in Los Angeles. Early this morning, the LA School District and the union representing support staff reached a tentative deal. A magnitude 5.7 earthquake struck a rural part of Nevada near the capital, Carson City. Some damage was reported. This is AP News. Ireland's government could face a no-confidence vote in Parliament.
Many Irish lawmakers are angry over how the government has handled a week of fuel protests that blocked access to oil supplies and a major port. Prime Minister Micheál Martin has announced new tax cuts to try to end the crisis that began after the US-Israel war on Iran led to the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, a vital channel for the world's oil. But opposition parties in turn blasted the government for failing to respond sooner and criticised the aid it offered. The passage of a no-confidence vote could force the ruling government to resign and lead to either Parliament voting on a new Prime Minister to form a government or triggering a new general election. Protests began April 7 with slow-moving convoys clogging roadways. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The annual luxury watch fair, Watches and Wonders, opens in Switzerland, with the Iran war casting new doubts over the industry that had hoped to rebound from tariff turmoil and decreasing demand. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.